This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. UN officials have expressed alarm at the worsening humanitarian situation in Syria. The UN's humanitarian chief, Mark Lowcock, called on the warring parties to protect the displaced in a special briefing to the Security Council.
We are alarmed by the rapid deterioration of the humanitarian situation in northwest Syria and the tragic suffering of civilians.
That is the Special Representative for Syria, Geir Pedersen. Here's Mark Lowcock calling on the parties to protect more than 700,000 displaced people.
The bombing of women and children living under scraps of plastic sheeting and in freezing conditions is cruel beyond belief. We are still trying to count the number of civilians killed yesterday.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the Aleppo countryside and the last rebel-held areas in the country. Meanwhile, Iran state media reported two people have died after testing positive for the coronavirus, the first cases of the disease in the country. Iran has applied safety measures on arrival flights at its airports to control a possible spread of the virus. Passengers are getting off of a quarantined cruise ship in Japan after 2 weeks, but as AP's Rita Foley reports, they might not be done.
Hundreds of passengers contracted the coronavirus on board. More than 300 Americans were evacuated over the weekend and brought back to the U.S., where they are in quarantine for 14 days. Some Americans chose to remain on board the Diamond Princess. They will not be allowed to return home for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. The U.S. is worried about their possible exposure to the virus while on board the ship. I'm Rita Foley.
This is VOA.